Ja, zo zijn we nog steeds op de pier hier in Worthing. En ja, wij kwamen toen we de pier op kwamen, de pier opliepen, eigenlijk in contact met heel veel mooie werken die hier mooi opgehangen zijn. Werken van verschillende kunstenaars. En we staan bij een van de kunstenaars, ook de initiatiefnemer. Vanessa Breen, is het?
Yes.
What's that?
As well as running a community arts company, Creative Waves, I'm also an artist, and I've done lots of paintings. I'm totally inspired by the sea, living by the sea, and I have a studio on the sea. And I've done a picture, it's quite abstract, of the seaweed in the shallows with some pebbles and things, but it's from a really big painting that I did that's 2 meters by 1 meter. And it's lovely colors as well.
It's art on the sea, art on the pier, pier in contact with art, but people who come here, they are enthusiastic because they say, oh, it's about us.
Yes.
Typical.
No, it's good. A lot of people, it's been brilliant, this exhibition, because over the past 2 years we've done it, it's inspired a lot of people, even the fishermen that fish off the pier that would never even look at art. They were like, oh, I like that picture and things. So, and lots of people just walk down the pier. So we've got some crazy photos. We have a hamster eating art. We have lots of abstract pictures. Yeah. We have illustrations. So it's a really diverse, unique exhibition.
Very diverse,
and also the fact that it's free, and Worthing is the only place that has a unique outdoor gallery like this.
Can you give a tour?
Yes, I can, yes.
And your office, your art, where is it?
We are over there on Nico's Cafe, right on the beach. We have a little chalet beach hut that we've converted into an artist studio. So our office is directly on the beach.
And we like it that way. Inspiring by the sun, the water.
That's it, yeah. No, it's marvellous, really good.
Good. We gaan lopen een stukje verder. We cannot talk about all the works, of course.
No, there's too many to talk about. But what's really brilliant is I've grouped the work in different collections. I've grouped some of them by colour, some of them by theme. Mm. At the moment, we're walking past some really colourful abstract pieces. But then as we go further down, there's photography, and there's a whole group of birds by lots of different artists. And then we have just some more abstract prints, but I've grouped them in colours so they work together, because it's very hard to get 100 different artists' work and put them all in one exhibition. But I think everyone's been really impressed by the standards and also how well it's been put together. So I'm very pleased.
Yeah. Verzameling bijvoorbeeld vogels, en ze hebben ze in een bepaalde volgorde. Ze hebben ze niet allemaal voor alles volgeplakt, maar ook een bepaald kunstzinnige vormgeving hierbij. You inspired also children, I thought.
Yes, I did. Should we go and have a look at the children's artwork? Yes. Okay.
Loop een stukje verder, want how many pictures are here?
We have from the children. We ran a competition, and we asked all the children to design a bubble, and we said you could put anything in your bubble, but what would you put in it? And we had over 200 children send us in their bubble, and then we printed them all on the pier. But we also had a science day on the beach where we put lots of sheets on the beach and got children to come down and turned it into a creative lab where we all threw paint around and created lots of different paint patterns. And the kids had lots of fun and freedom just to be able to chuck paint around. It was very fun. So we've put it all together as an exhibition. Yeah. And it's called Young Artists on the Pier. And there's some very, very talented artists. They're all between age 15 and under.
So 80 new artists, I think.
I think so, yes. Yes, lots of... I think a lot of the artists in the older artists are going to get a bit worried because there's too much talent in Worthing. Lots of young talent. Yes, definitely.
Okay. And how many art?
How many artists? Yeah? There are hundreds.
Oh, hundreds.
A hundred artists. Yes.
You can look at them both sides of.
Yes, they're different. Okay.
People want to know more. You have a website.
Yes, it's www.creativewaves.co.uk.
Ja, en anders moeten we even naar Worthing komen, hier naar de pier. Worthing heeft een eigen station, maar daar rijdt ook een bus langs de kust van Portsmouth helemaal naar Brighton en ook weer terug. En het is altijd makkelijk te brengen. Altijd een keer doen. Niet alleen naar Brighton gaan, kom ook eens naar Worthing. Het is iets kleiner, maar het is ook gezelliger. En wat wij gemerkt hebben, er is heel veel kunst en cultuur. A lot of art and culture here at Worthing.
Yes, Worthing is quite close to Brighton, which is famous for its art and culture. But we've got a lot of artists that have moved out of Brighton and London to live by the sea. And it's got a real thriving arts community in theatre, music and artists, as you can see.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's okay?